Act Blue. The insidious George Soros tax-exempt political organization, an organization where billionaires dump money into pseudo-grassroots movements designed to throw a wrench in federal, state, and local government, foolish enough to allow the minions of Soros's lies to fester. Act Blue was once described in a human rights article as, quote, not driven by the average Democrat, as their image may suggest. They are rather mouthpieces for the radical agendas of the likes of Soros and labor unions.
You really need to bring China into the creation of a new world order.
George Soros has been a controversial topic. His past is well known and his enemies are many. But after the media defended his public image recently, he had fallen off the radar, which gave Soros and those that would dismantle the United States enough time and cover to reinforce their radical activism infesting major U.S. cities. It became accepted common knowledge, and although it is completely antithetical to the survival of our republic, U.S. politicians have done relatively nothing to stop it, and it's been ignored by media as it grew.
The students who are out there right now protesting, they are mourning the loss of their classmates and frankly, of their innocence to some extent, knowing that they have to be prepared for what might be a massacre.
Fellow Americans, who is directly behind the national movement to manipulate American youth into signing away their Second Amendment rights? At this point, you can blindly throw a dart at the chaos inhabiting the United States, and it will land on an organization directly funded by one of George Soros's Open Society foundations. And under that umbrella, yet another radical left umbrella directly connected to the student walkout movement, the Tides Foundation. Women'sMarch.com organized the student walkout protest. Scrolling down to the bottom of the Women's March global website, we learn they are a project of the Tides Center, a radical left funding machine created by a name synonymous with George Soros, Drummond Pike. In 2008, Pike anonymously donated $1 million to Acorn after Dale Rathke, the brother of Acorn's founder, Wade Rathke, was found to have embezzled $948,670.50 from the group and affiliated charitable organizations. Acorn had previously received funding from the Tides Foundation. A reminder, Black Lives Matter may appear to be some organic movement of African Americans fed up with the man, but it is simply a front for more Soros activity to divide and conquer. Bus fare, hotel rooms, and manufactured signs cost real money. Its two main financial supporters are Democracy Alliance and the Freedom Road Socialist Organization. Politico wrote, Democracy Alliance was created in 2005 by a handful of major donors, including billionaire financier George Soros and Taco Bell heir Rob McKay, to build a permanent infrastructure to advance liberal ideas and causes. And major donors like the Kellogg Foundation have had their trustees steer support from American values to filling the war chest of the radical left. Breitbart reported, the foundation has, for instance, donated millions to the Mexican nationalist organization La Raza, the group founded to reclaim the southwestern United States for Mexico. In 2015, the foundation gave $2,400,000 to the National Council of La Raza for general operating support. The Kellogg Foundation also has deep ties and associations with George Soros and the Clintons. Breitbart News noted that Kellogg gave $200,000 George Soros's far-left Open Society Institute. Kellogg also gave $930,000 to Black Lives Matter and millions to the Clintons and Soros.
When I looked into the groups, the civil rights unit who's suing us and the Voting Rights Institute at Georgetown, every member of their advisory board for Voting Rights Institute, all 12 people, were directly working with organizations that are directly funded by George Soros' Open Society, every single one of
them. It's incredible. This guy thought he was the Messiah 30 years ago when he wrote a book. But in a way, he kind of is the Messiah of evil. I mean, he's like the devil's Messiah.
John Bowne.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are not going to disappoint today. On this Thursday, August 8th, 2024, InfoWars War Room Transmission, your election headquarters with 89. Let's get real. 89 days till the presidential election. Now, this issue with Tim Walz, we're calling him Walz. This issue with Tim Walz and the stolen valor he's engaged in is not going anywhere. It is really bad. Now, I can't really, to measure what kind of damage this does to the Harris-Walz campaign, I just don't know. I think we might get a better idea, maybe even today on this show, but certainly by next week, just to see what the response from veterans is. And normally we do our veterans call-in show here on the last Friday of the month. I'm going to take calls from veterans today, starting in the second hour. We're also going to have a guest on the show who handles veterans issues specifically in Washington, D.C. and on Capitol Hill. In fact, he's a big lobbyist for veterans. So he's in touch with all kinds of veterans groups. He's a veteran himself. And we're going to get his take on all this. And then we're going to open up the lines for veterans to weigh in on all of this. And I've got a lot of the dirt ready to be presented. But I think what's clear is part of the strategy was the stolen valor. This isn't like something that, oh, they didn't see coming, or this wasn't something that they missed when they were deciding who to pick. This isn't something that's just come out of nowhere. In fact, they've been doing this with Walz for a minute. I've got proof of that, too. This was actually part of the campaign strategy. Part of the Harris-Walz campaign strategy, part of the Walz strategy was stolen valor. This was their move. They were going to lie to the American people about Tim Walz's military service in an effort to win back the military votes that are for Trump and the middle America votes that are for Trump that just are big military supporters. That was the entire, that was, I won't say entire reason, but that was part of the strategy here. Stolen valor was the strategy here. And it's not like it's a new thing for Tim Walz, we're finding out. He has a history of this. So, we'll get more into that with the evidence and then calls from veterans and our veteran guest. Now, with the election 89 days away and counting down rapidly, Trump gives about an hour, 20-minute press conference today Normally, I just air the whole thing because it was fantastic. But because of the other issues and other news, we're just going to go through some of these clips now. It was a fantastic press conference. He hit on many of the big points. And it's such a great way to counter pressure all this hype that they're putting out for Kamala Harris, which is nothing but hype. And then Trump goes out there, does an hour plus long press conference, addresses the nation like a president would be or should be, and then takes questions from the press like a president would be or should be, or a presidential nominee would be or should be, and is not. Neither Harris or Biden talk to the press. Neither Harris nor Biden do press conferences. Biden is a disappearing act. Harris does her campaign rallies after there's a concert from a local artist, a popular singer, musician, and then talks for 20 minutes and leaves. So a lot of people are buying into this hype. But that's all it is hype. And you know, here's this strange phenomenon that I think we're in right now. It's like Trump has been so popular. Trump has had all this momentum. There's never really been a politician, if you will, or a candidate like Donald Trump before. And so we've almost kind of gotten numb to it. And it's like, you know, we're just so used to it. We're so used to the huge rallies. We're so used to the big time support. We're so used to seeing all these new people jumping on the Trump train. And it's like all this momentum, all this energy, which is true, which is real, which is organic. It's like we're just so used to it now that we don't even really appreciate it or realize what's going on. And so, they got a new candidate. It's Kamala. It's all hype. It's something new. Oh, look, they selected a vice president. It's Walz. It's all hype. It's something new. The energy, the momentum, the political change, everything that Trump has represented, it's been there since 2016. And so we're just kind of like, we're just kind of like numb to it now. And we just think, there's no excitement here anymore. Oh, it's not a big deal. Oh, where's the energy? What? Trump still gets the biggest rallies of all time. Trump just survived an assassination attempt. Trump is breaking records, going on streams with popular internet streamers. Trump is about to have an interview with Elon Musk. Trump just had an amazing press conference. But it's just like, It's just like, we're just used to it. So, what's the big deal? I'd appreciate this while you got it, folks. I'd appreciate this while we have it. Now, hopefully we can win this election and actually change this country for the better and get Trump back into the White House and have a better second term than first term. But whether or not, I mean, this is like, it could potentially be the last gasp of patriotism and a patriotic leader. So we're going to go to some of these clips now and then look at some of the other supporting evidence. But again, it's just like, we're just used to this. Yeah, Trump's really popular. Yeah, Trump has huge rallies. Oh, yeah, new people coming over for Trump every day. We're just used to it. It's kind of like, it's like tolerance, anything else. It's like the guy that goes out and drinks a bottle of whiskey every night. Go drinks a bottle of whiskey, he's perfectly fine. The guy that's never drank in his life drinks a bottle of whiskey, he's passed out on the floor. So it's like that's where we're at politically. The Harris-Walz campaign and followers and believers, they're passed out on the floor. Because they've never had this much excitement. They've never seen anything like this. It's all new to them. They have no tolerance. They've never seen this before. So wow, oh my gosh. It's their first drink ever. And they're passed out on the floor. And then the Trump supporters over here, it's like, yeah, well, just another bottle down for me. Been doing this for 8 years. So let's go here. I'm just going to go down this list no necessary rhyme or reason to it. A reporter asked Trump about his campaign schedule. He responds here in clip one.
Okay. Mr. President, you have not had a public campaign event for nearly a week now. Tomorrow you'll be in Montana, which is not a swing state. Some of your allies have expressed concern that you're not taking this race seriously, particularly
what
at a time where there is enthusiasm on the other side. Why haven't you been campaigning this week?
Because I'm leading by a lot, and because I'm letting their convention go through. And I am campaigning a lot. I'm doing tremendous amounts of taping here. We have commercials that are at a level I don't think that anybody's ever done before. Plus, in certain cases, I see many of you in the room where I'm speaking to you on phones. I'm speaking to radio. I'm speaking to television. Television's coming over here. Excuse me, what are we doing right now? She's not doing any news conference. You know why she's not doing it? Because she can't do a news conference. She doesn't know how to do a news conference. She's not smart enough to do a news conference. And I'm sorry, we need smart people to lead this country because our country's never been in this danger before, both economic.
Now, I don't know what he's talking about with TV ads. I'm not seeing these TV ads. In fact, it's a big issue that I have, but we'll get to what's going on with the RNC here in a minute. So maybe he's talking about social media ads, perhaps, is what he's referencing there. But yeah, imagine that. Well, see, the press can't ask Kamala Harris about her campaign or not doing an interview or a press conference because she doesn't give the press any access. So they get access to Trump and they say, ooh, let's hit Trump with the campaign question. It's like, well, gee, why don't you ask Kamala that, who doesn't do interviews or press conferences? Well, they can't because she doesn't give them access. I think he leans into this more. I don't think this is the same clip. Guys, give me clip seven.
Because I'm letting their
okay, yeah, convention. It is the same clip, so never mind. So, yeah. Nothing from Kamala as far as press conferences or interviews. Joe Biden, a disappearing act as the president, and the media says, why don't you give us more access? As he opens up his literal home to the press. Yeah. Now, here he is talking about how he's agreed to three debates, but he's not so sure Kamala will show up in clip 11.
With all of that being said, I think it's very important to have debates. And we've agreed with Fox on a date of September 4th. We've agreed with NBC. Fairly full agreement, subject to them, on September 10th. And we've agreed with ABC on September 25th. So we have those three dates, and those networks, they're very anxiously awaiting that date and those dates. So we have September 4th, September 10th, and September 25th. We have spoken to the heads of the network, and it's all been confirmed. Other than some fairly minor details, audience, some location, which city would we put it into, but all things that will be settled very easily, I think it'll be very easy. The other side has to agree to the terms. They may or may not agree. I don't know if they're going to agree. She hasn't done an interview. She can't do an interview. She's barely competent, and she can't do an interview. But I look forward to the debates because I think we have to set the record straight.
So Trump has agreed to three debates in September, one on Fox, one on ABC, one on NBC. So, July was crazy. Seems like August might be the downtime, and then September's going to be wild. Speaking of Kamala, he talks about his relationship and some conversations he's had with Willie Brown in clip four.
Well, I know Willie Brown very well. In fact, I went down in a helicopter with him. We thought maybe this is the end. We were in a helicopter going to a certain location together, and there was an emergency landing. This was not a pleasant landing, and Willie was he was a little concerned. So I know him pretty well. I mean, I haven't seen him in years. But he told me terrible things about her. But this is what you're telling me anyway, I guess. But he had a big part in what happened with Kamala, but he I don't know, maybe he's changed his tune, but he was not a fan of hers very much at that point.
Yeah, well, you know, that's where Kamala got her start in politics. We all know that. We all know that. He gets into policy here. You know, the White House, the Harris campaign, they're all leaning in on banning assault weapons. They're not even hiding it anymore. They can't classify an assault weapon. The White House put out this today, I guess, call it a statement, an image. I don't know. It just says ban assault weapons. They posted that today. So let's just, I mean, that's, they want to ban guns. That's what it is. They don't believe in the Second Amendment. Define what assault weapons are. They can't do it. It just sounds good. It sounds good, and so it feels good for a liberal. Ban assault weapons. So what does it really mean? It really means they're against the Second Amendment. They want to take your guns. That's what it means. So Trump responds to that in clip six. He was actually asked about, oh, well, have you changed your stance since someone tried to shoot you? Says this, clip six.
An AR-15 gun at all changed your impression of people's access to that weapon?
No, I didn't. Look, if you take away guns, she wants to take away everyone's gun. If you take away guns, can't do it because people need the guns for protection. Now, entertainment they wanted, hunting they wanted, you know, different things. But they need weapons for protection in this country. People live out in the woods and they're not going to have a gun. If you look at some countries, I don't want to get them in trouble, but some countries have actually gone the opposite way. They had very strong gun laws and now they have gone the opposite way where they allowed people to have guns, where in one case they encouraged people to go out and get guns and crime is down 29%. And remember this, what is the toughest gun law in the United States? Chicago. On July 4th, 117 people were shot and 17 died. The toughest gun laws in the United States are in the city of Chicago. You know that.
Trump goes in on tax policy here in clip 8.
President, your tax cuts from your administration will be coming up fairly soon, potentially expiring. I wanted to ask you specifically about the tax code favoring parents versus people who don't have children. There are a number of tax breaks.
Yeah. We gave tremendous for child care and all of that. No, our tax cuts, which are the biggest in history, our tax cuts are coming due, as you know, very soon. And if the Democrats don't renew them or make it impossible to renew, because it's pretty close in terms of vote, if they don't renew them, it's the equivalent of having a 4 times tax increase from what you have right now, and it'll destroy the economy. I think they're under tremendous pressure to do it. I've never seen, you know, all my life I grow up and I watch politics and I used to be on the other side of politics, right? Then I run for office. But in all the years of studying politics, I've never seen people get elected by saying, we're going to give you a tax increase. These guys get up, think of it. We're going to give you no security. We're going to give you a weak military. We're going to give you no walls, no borders, no anything. We're going to, all these things they're doing. I mean, the transgender became such a big thing. But they do all of these things, but they always say, we're going to give you a tax increase. I never heard anybody campaign on a tax increase. A politician has always said, I will cut taxes. I'll give you one example, Social Security. They're going to destroy Social Security. I am going to leave Social Security. I'm not raising the years. I'm not raising the age. I will be saving Social Security, and I'm going to work it out that there's no tax on Social Security for seniors. I'm also doing no tax on tips, no tax on tips. So waiters, waitresses, caddies, people that drive cars, people that get tips who have been harassed by this government, we're going to have no tax on tips. That's a big thing.
So, again, this whole press conference was fantastic. Over an hour. Trump talks about the coup that they ran on Biden in clip two.
The presidency was taken away from Joe Biden, and I'm no Biden fan, but I tell you what, from a constitutional standpoint, from any standpoint you look at, they took the presidency away. And people were saying he lost after the debate. He couldn't win. Well, I don't know that that's true necessarily, but whether he could win or he couldn't win, he had the right to run. and they took it away. They said they're going to use the 25th Amendment. They're going to hit you hard. Either we can do it the nice. I heard. I know exactly because I know a lot of people on the other side, believe it or not. And they said, we'll do it the nice way or we'll do it the hard way. And he said, all right. So that, I mean, they've really taken what they've done is pretty incredible.
He actually goes on to talk about some of the behind the scenes and that Biden and the Biden family is basically enraged at the Democrats right now. And there's some ugly things going on behind the scenes. I guess, again, it would make sense. That's why you don't see or hear from Biden. And that's probably why he picked Kamala Harris to succeed him. Because that's not what they wanted. All right, now we get into it. Trump versus the media. This is always fun. Let's start with clip five.
You have not had a public campaign event for nearly a week now. Some of your allies expressed concern that they're not taking this very seriously.
What a stupid question this is. Because I'm leading by a lot and because I'm letting their convention go through and I am campaigning a lot. I'm doing tremendous amounts of taping here. We have commercials that are at a level I don't think that anybody's ever done before. Plus, in certain cases, I see many of you in the room where I'm speaking to you on phones. I'm speaking to radio. I'm speaking to television. Television's coming over here. Excuse me. What are we doing right now? She's not doing any news conference. You know why she's not doing
it? I want to find this other clip. I don't see it in my list. Maybe I didn't send it. There's another clip where he's talking about rally turnout. And they talk about, oh, are you concerned about Kamala's rally size? And he's like, what are you talking about? Mine are 10 times bigger. But let's go with this one here instead in clip three.
Commit to doing. Will you commit to doing daily press briefings if you're elected?
Daily press briefing? Why would I do that? I would give you all the press briefings you want. Look what I'm doing here. But why would I do a daily press? You'd get tired of me very fast. No, but I will give you total access, and you'll have a lot of press briefings, and you'll have from me. Now, are you talking about from me or from a press secretary?
Press secretary.
Well, yeah, probably they'll do something. If it's not daily, it's going to be a lot. You'll have more than you want.
Mr. President.
Which is exactly what happened when he was president on the first go around. So the media are like jackals. They're like hyenas. They need their press briefings. They need their video cuts. They need to get their questions in. And they've basically been starved. They've been starved out by the Biden-Harris White House. Karine Jean-Pierre is down to like one press conference a week. Kamala Harris is campaigning and doing rallies. She's not doing press conferences. She's not doing interviews. Joe Biden is a disappearing act. I guess he cut an interview with CBS Monday. They're going to air it this Sunday. Other than that, Joe Biden, disappearing act. He's not doing anything. He's not giving any access. So the media is starving. And so they go after Trump. Trump, will you give us a press conference? Trump, can you give us more press conferences? Trump, why won't you campaign more? Why won't you do more interviews? Why won't you do more press conferences? And he's like, you're here right now in my home. I do multiple interviews every day. I also do campaign events, even though they just tried to shoot me in the head. So it's like the media that's anti-Trump is sitting here like, Harris and Biden won't give us anything, so you need to give us everything all the time. But also, we don't want you to win. And then we'd starve to death. But give us more, Trump. More. We need more.
To tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, We found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know, we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you. And we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product. And then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup. And I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we're even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkowitz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy attempts to shut us down and the bad CRO we had here before who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Say it.
Are you worried about that size
crowd? Oh, give me a break. Listen, I had 107,000 people in New Jersey. You didn't report it. I'm so glad you asked. What did she have yesterday, 2,000 people? If I ever had 2,000 people, you'd say my campaign is finished. It's so dishonest, the press. And here's a great example. I had in Michigan recently 25,000 people, and 25,000 people were just, we just couldn't get them in. We had in Harrisburg 25,000 people, and 20,000 people couldn't get in. We had so many, nobody ever mentions that. When she gets 1,500 people, and I saw it yesterday on ABC, which they said, oh, the crowd was so big. I have 10 times, 20 times, 30 times the crowd size. And no, they never say the crowd was big. That's why I'm always saying turn around the cameras. I'm so glad you asked that. I think it's so terrible when you say, well, she has 1,500 people, 1,000 people, and they talk about, oh, the enthusiasm. Let me tell you, we have the enthusiasm. The Republican Party, and me as a candidate, but the Republican Party has the enthusiasm because people want to see crime stopped.
All right. That exhausts our clips from the great Trump press conference. Well, I have to admit, I do wish there were more Trump press conferences as well, because that was a good one today. That was a good one. But again, it's like this counter-pressure technique where these NPC jackals in the media are just being starved out by the Biden-Harris White House and the Harris campaign, that they run to Trump because he's like a buffet for them. So it's like this, it's actually a very successful strategy. I'd start doing them weekly if I was Trump. I mean, it'll turn into a circus. And then he can just slice them and dice them like he did today. Now, okay, Kamala Harris. I'm going to play some of these clips from Kamala and then get into where we're really at as far as the election is concerned. Now, I had one video from Kamala in Detroit where she's got a new accent. And now there's a new... So, two... Since yesterday's show, we've got two brand new Kamala accents. It's incredible. It's amazing. So, here we go. This was her in Detroit trying to sound as black as possible. Clip two. Or 22, excuse me.
Hold on. You know what? Here, hold on. Here's the thing. The courts are going to handle that. We're going to beat them in November.
Yeah, we're going to beat them. Yeah, we're going to beat them in November.
We'll beat them in November. We'll handle that.
Yeah, we handle that. We beat them in November. Don't you know? I'm black. I'm Black Mala. Man. It ain't working, folks. It ain't working with black people. It's actually extremely offensive to them, this fake black woman speaking in a Ebonics tone. I mean, I think Kamala should just come out with a rap album at this point, you know? Bitches and hoes love collard greens or something like that. Have a picture of her in the bathtub making up her collard greens. That's what she said. That's what she claimed when she was pretending to be an Indian, or she was an Indian at that time. But she talked about how she makes mean collard greens. Maybe she can put on a Al Green album. So, but no, we got the new Kamala. That's yesterday's Kamala accent in front of a crowd of 1,500 people in Detroit. Here's today's new Kamala accent, clip 37.
You know, the one thing about all of us is we like hard work. Hard work is good work. Hard work is good work. The thing that we like about hard work is we have fun doing hard work.
So what is that one, guys? Is that like the Southern? I don't know. It's the new Kamala. So, so cringe. What is that one, guys? What do you guys call that one? A special ed teacher. And she's got like this. We like the hard work. Who buys this crap? What an embarrassment. You are an embarrassment. This hype will fade, folks. I'm telling you. It's just like a new toy. It's like a new toy for a toddler. Eventually, the leftists are going to toss this one out as well. Don't buy into the hype. Because let me tell you what's really going on. Let me show you what's really going on. I'll get into some of these headlines about where we're at as far as the election. But I mean, I can play videos for days, and I will. I've got 37 videos on my list. I've got like four videos already in the file for tomorrow of people just posting on their social media accounts how offended they are as black people that they think Kamala can just come around here and all of a sudden she's a black American and she just gets your vote. It's not working. And they're having to pay people to promote Kamala, and they're not taking the deals. So let's see here. I'm a little long to go to that clip. So let's go to how they're paying people tens of thousands of dollars to promote Kamala in clip 20.
Last month, Sané says she was hired by Protect Our Care, a progressive advocacy group that relies on anonymous donors. She made a video warning about Trump's second term agenda.
They almost help you script it, right?
Right, like, definitely.
She takes their talking points and puts them into her own voice, saying she always discloses when she's being paid.
What's your rate?
So a video just for a creator in my size, an average can go from $3,000 to $10,000, depending, and upwards.
Oh, tens of thousands of dollars, the Harris campaign paying social media influencers to pretend like they like Kamala. And not all of them like it, by the way. A lot of them are rejecting it, and then a lot of them are exposing it, like this gentleman in clip 27.
All right, guys, time for some drag queen story hour. So about a week ago, I received this email from a group called Palette Media or Palette Management. And basically what they were asking for is $1,500 for anti-Trump content on TikTok. So they basically sent me this kind of like creator brief with all the asks that they have and everything, and like do's and don'ts, like don't show any form of support for Donald Trump and his allies, gloat about Harris and her allies, attack Trump supporters for their intellectual or personal values. So they're basically creating division and paying for division online, which is crazy. So me being me, I was like, I kind of got to investigate this stuff. So I started like emailing back and forth with the lady. So I basically said, thank you for sending over. I will review. Is the Kamala campaign, is this for the Kamala campaign or for like a PACS campaign? And basically I was able to investigate and find out that this is actually a campaign with Future Forward, which is kind of like one of the biggest super PACs, and they have like millions and millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars for advertisements for the Biden campaign and for the Harris campaign. So of course I looked them up and I found out all this information about all the money that they have, and yeah, you can look up them right here. Anyway, I just kind of wanted to come on to show you guys that yes, I'll sell my booty, but I ain't gonna sell my values.
So again, I've got a stable of videos, and it's Black Americans talking about how they're offended that they think Kamala can just walk up and get their vote by pretending to be black all of a sudden. There's so many of them, I can't even squeeze them into today's show because I want to get into the stolen ballot issue with Waltz and I want to get into some of these other issues. I got a long form video we'll play at the top of the second hour. So here's what they've done. Here's what they've done. I don't know. It's basically all stolen valor, I guess you could call it. It's like stolen diversity valor or stolen victim economy valor to go after the black vote. And then it's literally stolen valor with Tim Walz lying about his military history. So this whole campaign is based off of lies and deceit.
So number one, you've got central banks now starting to buy it by the tons, right? It's a lot. You've now got Chinese citizens being encouraged to not just buy gold, but buy silver. Because China and Russia want to destroy the Western banks. And the Western banks, JP Morgan Chase and HSBC, have the largest number of naked short positions on the planet. On the planet. I think between the two of them, they have over 900 million ounces of silver in short position. Well, only 1.2 billion ounces of silver is mined every year globally. So they've got almost the entire annual production in a short position. That means when the price goes up, these banks lose money hand over fist in multiples. China knows this, which is why they're encouraging all of their citizens now to buy not just gold, but buy silver, because that creates more demand. Every time silver goes up in price, the Western banks lose money in multiples because they're on the wrong side of the transaction. They want to do it to destroy the West, and they want to do it to make a financial gain. Both of those, in their minds, are legitimate enough reasons to do something, right? But let's look at silver, because that's what we're allocated into right now, because the ratio between gold and silver points towards silver. It's outperforming. Where were we just 4 years ago? 1191. But now since then, we've gone from 1191 to almost 30 in the last 4 years. See, the trend is accelerating because the geopolitical dynamics are causing its growth. It's not just a flight for safety. It's not just a way to preserve and protect your freedoms and get out of these unified ledgers and these social credit scoring systems and this digital money, you're getting something tangible that actually doesn't just grow. It's growing tremendously. It's up like 40% in 4 months. That's amazing. But you also have something that can maintain your freedoms, Alex. That's the tangible intangible, which is as our freedoms erode.
Oh, no, I can't believe we have millions of viewers right now and maybe 500 people call you. It's a sponsor. I only promote what I think is great. So I sell water filtration systems that have the highest rating for like half the price on average. And I sell high quality supplements. I just sell stuff that I think is great. Everybody should call you and get into silver and gold right now. There's nothing performing as good as it. I mean, it's like it's on record. It's the best investment, but the stockbrokers won't tell you that. The globalist argument is, oh, the world's in turmoil and everything's collapsing. We got to be strong. And America's got to threaten Russia and China to keep us as the dollar. But they're the ones that undermine the currency. They're the ones that brought us into this situation. And so that's why this is so incredibly dangerous. This is just trying to kill Trump just, 10, 11 days ago. They are going for broke. I wish we weren't in this position, but we are. But by admitting where we are, we have a real chance of waking up, like Congress saying, we know you tried to kill Trump. Buying silver is the smartest bet there is. You'd have bought silver a year ago, up 20, 30%. That's what you want. And silver is the big mover in this economy. So go now to kepm.com/gold or 720-605-3100. We'll explain it all to you. Most of the gold and silver companies are charging you huge 30, 40, 50% premiums. And most of the conservative talk show hosts are doing it too. And I talked to them in person. I say, you need Kirk Elliott.
What does Goldman Sachs think gold is going to do before the end of the year? $2,700 an ounce.
And I'm sitting here saying, it funds us, it keeps us on air, and it's the best investment, hands down, in an imperfect world. I mean,
this is, to me, is one of the most important things to protect your financial future ever.
Go now to kepm.com/gold.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
By the way, Kamala got protested at her own rally. Did you hear about that? Is the media going to make a big fuss about that? Nah, they'll bury it. They don't want you to know about it. We'll play it for you, though. No, because Kamala Harris is perfect, and she has the biggest campaign rallies ever, and this enthusiasm behind her is totally organic. No, she gets protested at her own events. They have to pay influencers $10,000 per video. She fakes an accent depending on what city she's in. No, she's untouchable. It's like a new toy. Oh, and wait till you see the performance they had yesterday before the Harris event. This is, I mean, you want some comedic gold. Yeah, we got it for you. Folks, let me tell you why I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix from InfoWarsStore.com. Because I wake up and I know I'm getting more than 100% of my daily value needs of vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, and so much more, all in one scoop of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And it tastes great. Now, I like to mix it with some juice, tastes even better. And then I use that to chase down all of my morning supplements, also from InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 25% off right now while supplies last. This is a no-brainer. Tastes great, healthy for you, delivers so many vitamins and minerals, more than 100% your daily value in one scoop. Plus, I would say if you got kids at home, instead of having them reach into the fridge for a soda that's not good for them or one of these other fake juice drinks that's filled with processed sugar, high fructose corn syrup, whatever else it is, just put a pitcher of Vitamin Mineral Fusion in the fridge. You can mix it with juice or just straight up put as many scoops in there to make it taste good. It'll taste great. They'll love it. And then they're not getting all that processed sugar, all that high fructose corn syrup. So it's a total win-win because you also support this show to keep it on the air and the great crew behind me when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. So Vitamin Mineral Fusion, this stuff sells out all the time. Currently 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last. All right. Trump edges ahead of Kamala Harris with surprising group in this deep blue state. Oh, really? It's a shock that Trump is winning the Jewish vote? They're saying Trump is dominating the Jewish vote in New York. It could swing the state. Well, I do believe New York has the highest concentration of a Jewish population that's not Israel. And, I mean, it's kind of hard to deny that the Democrats are vehemently anti-Israel. There's nothing they can really do about that. That's why Josh Shapiro couldn't get on the ticket, because he's Jewish. And it really doesn't even matter. It really doesn't even matter that, yeah, Kamala Harris takes a ton of AIPAC money, and the Democrats take more AIPAC money than the Republicans, and the Democrats just bought a seat in Missouri. AIPAC just bought a seat in Missouri from Cori Bush to a pro-Israel Democrat. None of that matters. The optics are what matters on this issue. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure the Jewish population is going to be voting for Trump, but they say, oh, these numbers could flip New York. I don't know about that. I don't know about that, but that's what they say. Here's what John Fetterman thinks about Pennsylvania. Here's what John Fetterman thinks about what's going to happen in Pennsylvania in November, clip 19.
I think if you match up Trump and Harris, which I think that's really what that this is really about, and I do believe he's going to win Pennsylvania. And of course, it's going to be close, but I've been maintaining that whether it's Biden, whether it was Clinton, or whether now it's with Vice President Harris, it's going to be very close.
John Fetterman thinks Donald Trump will win Pennsylvania. Well, Trump won Pennsylvania in 2020. It was stolen from him, just like Georgia. That's the big issue here. Now, there is stunning news coming out of Georgia, and it's the same people that are not covering it. Georgia owes President Donald Trump an apology. Fulton County to address voter fraud issues in 2020 election in Wednesday in special hearing. Well, that special hearing went down. Georgia Election Board says counties can do more to investigate election results. So here's what they're discovering, at least right now. And they did a huge press conference on this. I just don't have the time. If you guys want to B-roll it, I know I sent it to you guys. They did a huge press conference on this, breaking it all down of what they know now. And it's exactly what we saw on video. It's exactly what we already knew because we saw it with our own eyes. And we had people sign sworn testimonies and affidavits. The Democrats in Atlanta were triple counting ballots. We have them on video. And then they lied about a water main break so that everybody would abandon the tabulation centers. And they sent in their Democrat Party operatives and they sat there and stuffed ballots all night long. So they came out and they said, well, here's what we know so far, and there's more coming. At least 30,000 votes double counted. Guys, pull up the final results in Georgia. Now, if you're new to this story, let me explain. If you've heard this one before, sorry to be redundant, but let's just explain what happens. Fulton County, Atlanta, is obviously a deep blue county. So you say, well, what is the strategy of double counting ballots? Well, if you know 70% of the returns in Atlanta are going to be for Democrats, then every time you count the same tranche of ballots, you're going to continue to increase the lead for the Democrats. And that's exactly what they did. Now, it still might not have been enough. And my guess is they were probably double and triple counting ballots to try to increase the margin in Fulton County to overwhelm the rest of Georgia, which is a red state. And it wasn't even enough. Biden won by 13,000 votes, folks, less than 13,000. and they double counted at least 30,000 votes in Atlanta. I mean, folks, come on. Now, unfortunately, the governor and the secretary over there in Georgia have done nothing to address this and have been sabotaging Georgia and sabotaging Donald Trump in this effort. So I don't know. Georgia might be up for grabs. But my guess is this is going to be so damaging that they're going to have to address it. Now, we can't reverse the results from 2020, obviously, but this one is so bad, folks. They're going to, I mean, people know. And they have the evidence. And we already knew it, but now the investigation has been concluded. So they were triple counting ballots in Atlanta, at least 30,000 votes. That's how they stole the state. And they did a whole press conference breaking it down. And you know who's covering it? Nobody. Where's the party of democracy, democracy, democracy? Protect democracy. Where's the Protect Democracy party? Where's the Protect Democracy media on Georgia finding out that they were triple counting ballots up to maybe 30,000 at least, and that swung the state for Joe Biden? No, folks, what I think actually happened, I think they were triple counting ballots all day. I bet they haven't even found all the evidence yet or presented it. They were triple counting ballots all day. It wasn't enough. It wasn't enough to win Georgia. Trump probably won Georgia by 500,000. So it wasn't enough. So they shut down the tabulation centers with the fake water main break story so that the poll watchers and counters would leave. And then the Democrat operatives came back. And that's when they pulled out the secret boxes of ballots that were probably all for Joe Biden. And then they just counted as many as they needed and then said, okay, Biden won. I would guess that's how it all went down. But now we know they were triple counting ballots. But you get sued if you dare report on that. You get sued if you dare say that. Ask Rudy Giuliani. It wasn't just Georgia, by the way. By the way, that's the footage we have right in front of you on the screen. You know, we've just aired it 100,000 times. Remember Wisconsin? Now, this email has been leaked. Rasmussen Reports put it out. Was this individual being sarcastic or serious? I don't know. It says, you have a flair for drama, delivering just the margin needed at 3 a.m. I bet you had those votes counted at midnight and just wanted to keep the world waiting. That's from a Democrat elections group. Remember what happened in Wisconsin? That was in Wisconsin. Remember that? Are they joking about having 300,000 votes at this exact time to give Biden the state? Is that a joke in that email? Or is that a crime?
All right, folks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.